This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The companies running the newly privatized sugar industry due to commence operations on Monday. The Democratic Labour Party supports calls from teachers to shift the 11-plus exam to a later date. The Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry sees benefits for small businesses in the proposed interregional cargo ferry service. Hoteliers expect a boost in summer bookings from the T20 World Cup. PAHO warns of the circulation of COVID and other respiratory viruses in the Caribbean, and five dead as a powerful storm floods the eastern U.S. Good afternoon. I am Crystal J. Paul. The details to the news just ahead. The companies running the newly privatized sugar industry are set to commence operations on Monday. This was revealed by President of Co-op Energy and Chairman of the New Businesses, Lieutenant Colonel Trevor Brown, who was speaking on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks program. The work that was previously done by the state-owned Barbados Agricultural Management Company, BAMC, will now be conducted under two new entities, the Agricultural Business Company Limited and the Barbados Sugar and Energy Company Incorporated. Mr. Brown says the new operators are enthusiastic about the venture.
We're starting in a completely different environment, work environment, planning environment, organization environment. So where we are as we speak is expecting that operations will recommence on Monday. And obviously, you will understand that we are actively pursuing all the steps needed to do that. We expect that on Monday, things will get going again, which is typically what happens, but this time it is going to be under new management and a whole new arrangement. And we're actually looking forward to that start. A very busy period, very active, but we're very enthusiastic about what is about to begin next Monday.
Chairman of the Barbados Agricultural Management Company, Dr. Clyde Maskell, explained that running the sugar industry became too expensive for government. He gave the assurance that government will be taking care of all the liabilities, which amount to just over $24 million.
The government spent as much as $30 million per year trying to make this happen, and therefore that was extremely burdensome over the years. In fact, several hundred million dollars would have been spent on the entity called BMC. So the reform of the BMC was premised on three things. How do we innovate in terms of the product? How do we enable profits? And how do we enable empowerment of people? The government has taken care and will take care of the liabilities of the company that were at the time of redundancy. So that's not an issue for BESCO or ABC.
What kind of money is involved there?
Just over $24 million or so.
Chairman of the Barbados Agricultural Management Company, Clyde Maskell. The Assistant General Secretary of the Democratic Labour Party, Pedro Shepherd, is supporting calls from the BUT to shift the Barbados Secondary School's entrance exam from May 7th to June. Mr. Shepherd tells Starcom Network News the unions and teachers should have been consulted before the tentative date was announced. He said students have been under severe pressure and believes they should be given more time to prepare.
If we note the last 2 or 3 years, each time there is a problem, whether it be rain, whether it be school closure, for whatever reason, the Ministry of Education is always asking our students and our teachers to refer to online teaching and online learning. And we know the challenges with online teaching. And so I believe that the Barbados Union of Teachers is justified in requesting that the examination be taken at a later date. Another 4 weeks will give students enough time to put in some more work. The early date in May really should have been discussed with the unions, discussed with the teachers, and a date mid-June or so could have been chosen.
Assistant General Secretary of the Democratic Labour Party, Pedro Shepherd, in the lunchtime edition. President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, James Clark, supports the announcement of a regional cargo ferry service. Mr. Clark says small businesses in Barbados will benefit significantly from this initiative.
This is something where small shipment, you know, people have a pallet to send down, a box, two pallets, three pallets, whatever the case, but you can put it on and then you know that, you know, within 24 hours or whatever, that it's going to be in your location. I think that is critical. And once that gets going, you may find that if it develops a trade well enough and a volume well enough, then you will find that maybe it will start to move to container loads, which obviously larger vessels are more suited for taking. So I think it's a great opportunity for for Caribbean businesses, especially small businesses, to be able to ship their goods, hopefully cost effectively, between other islands.
He is eager to see how the logistics of the arrangements will work.
I think this is a great step in the right direction, and as is evidenced recently about getting cargo from different parts of the world. Having an internal Caribbean network of transportation, especially for cargo, is something that has long dogged the islands. And so I think this is an excellent development, and I look forward to seeing how it's going to, what type of equipment they're going to use, what their capacity is, schedules, rates, this type of thing. But I think it's a good move for inter-Caribbean trade.
President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, James Clark. The Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association is optimistic the sector will have a boost in summer bookings due to the Men's T20 Cricket World Cup being hosted here. Chief Executive Officer of the BHTA, Ryan Ford, believes the event will increase tourists in the island, including Barbadians living overseas.
With the Cricket World Cup coming, it's going to attract a lot more visitors and also locals coming back home from the diaspora and whatnot. And it's also great news to end the month with the finals here in Barbados. Hopefully we would see the West Indies in the final and winning. So it's a very important time for the destination. And of course, all of our members would look to benefit from it. It's not a typical June for us, and it's an exciting period. And we look forward that in the future, this summer months, we start to put a little bit more sporting, arts, cultural, different festivals and events, conferences and whatnot, because you would not get as much on the leisure side, but if you get more of these different niches, then you would be able to maximize, and obviously it's a win-win for the economy.
Mr. Ford expects the matches to attract fans from various markets.
I know one of the major games that tend to get a lot of travelers would be England versus Australia, and I believe Barbados is host to that game. We also get a lot of travelers anytime you have an India team that's going on as well. So you would see the increases there, but then obviously as cricket in the shorter form, the interest is growing, and also seeing some new teams away from the traditional cricket teams being in these games, they may be bringing some of their followers as well. The US and Canada, you know, their teams are pretty much stacked with other people from the diaspora, third generation and whatnot. So you would tend to see them flock into the Caribbean as well too. And then of course the Europeans as well.
Chief Executive Officer of Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, Ryan Ford. The Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, has warned about the circulation of the coronavirus and other respiratory viruses in the Caribbean. PAHO said elevated levels of acute respiratory disease were recorded in the region, driven by the circulation of COVID, influenza, and the respiratory syncytial virus. According to PAHO, the Northern Hemisphere is experiencing epidemics of all three viruses, while some countries in the Southern Hemisphere are experiencing incidences higher than expected for the season due to the circulation of COVID. It recommended that member states maintain surveillance of respiratory viruses to detect any changes in circulation or severity of disease, be prepared to respond to a possible increase in cases and hospitalizations, and continue efforts to increase vaccination against influenza and COVID-19. And finally, a powerful winter storm has left 5 people dead and rivers dangerously swollen after barreling through the eastern U.S. Flood warnings were in effect for parts of New York and New Jersey. More than 150,000 households had no power yesterday evening, with New York State and Pennsylvania worst hit. Officials warned some rivers could still burst their banks in the next 2 days in parts of the Northeast. The heavy rainfall has led to road closures and dozens of flood warnings in the region. Recapping the headlines. The companies running the newly privatized sugar industry due to commence operations on Monday. The Democratic Labor Party supports calls from teachers to shift the 11-plus exam to a later date. The Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry sees benefits for small businesses in the proposed interregional cargo ferry service. Hoteliers expect a boost in summer bookings from the T20 World Cup. PAHO warns of the circulation of COVID and other respiratory viruses in the Caribbean, and 5 dead as a powerful storm floods the eastern United States. That was the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News was brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on Starcom Network News WhatsApp admin to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.